Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. I am your host, Crystal Williams, and yes, I am so excited to gather with you all each and every Monday to say thank you, Lord. If you can see me right now, my hands are up. Yes, not just like I don't play these or do these jam sessions just so you can hear them. I need to hear it too. We do it to set the atmosphere for worship. We set the atmosphere for praise. We invite the Holy Spirit to be on this call with us and to just have His way. We say, God, have your way in our life today. Have your way in our careers. Have your way in our businesses. Have your way. And so, good morning, good morning, good morning. Listen, I don't know what you got going on this week, but I just pray that God just intervenes in everything, every little thing. Like God intervenes in when you open your mouth to speak good morning, when you walk into the office, or when you start a new call, or when you say, God, give me direction, or give me the ability to give, or give me strength, give me through the week, give me strength, God. And one thing, you know, I always talk to lots of different people, but one of the common things they talk about when it comes to Mondays or when it comes to the start of the week, they be like, oh man, I need another day. I need another day. And I know some of y'all laughing right now because you said it. You said it. You said it probably a few minutes ago, or you know you said it yesterday on Sunday. But I want to encourage you, when you say things like that, you're getting into the wrong mind frame of how you're going to have or how you're going to start your week. And so we want to command this morning that you will have a great week, that things will, that God will be with you as you go throughout your week. God, the word even says that God orders our steps. So God, we just thank you for orchestrating every step that we're going to take today, this week, and beyond. Woo! I know y'all feel a little convicted, because I always feel convicted when I be like, God, Monday is here already. But yes, this morning we gonna be convicted, and we just gonna walk in the conviction, and we gonna be like, Lord, you got me this week. Okay. All right. So let's get into this word this week. So the word that has been in my spirit, or the Lord that has dropped in my spirit this week, is the word stuck. I was like, stuck. Okay, so what we doing, Lord? What we doing with this? What we doing? So let me share with you how we got here. So there was a new opportunity that arose in my life, a new career opportunity. And some of you may relate to this. When new career opportunities arise in your life, or just new opportunities in general arise in your life, guess what? Sometimes you're like, I don't know which way to go. God, is this for me? And it'll give you somewhat of a feeling of stuck. Somewhat of a feeling of stuck. And what I'm saying is S-T-U-C-K. Just to be clear, stuck, right? And so as I was praying and preparing for the message this morning, I said, God, what are we going to say? Again, emphasis on we, because I'm always partnering with God. And that's a tidbit for you. I feel like a broken record, but let me feel like a broken record sound when I say this, I'm okay with it, is yes, you definitely want to go to the word of God. It has God. What do you want to show me as I am reading your word? Right. And so he revealed to me, he said, scripture gives strategy on how to combat the feeling of stuck. or scripture gives strategy on how to remove the feeling of stuck, or how to get over, or how to be victorious over the feeling of stuck. And so I want to really show this to you today, and you can see it too when you and I'm going to trust and believe that you'll study these scriptures. So be prepared. We're real scripture heavy this morning. Okay. Real scripture heavy this morning. So if you need to listen to the replay, it'll be up later today on YouTube, on the YouBrand Academy site, or it'll be on the podcast channels. And you can go to wherever you listen to podcasts, you can find the replay. All right. Moving forward. So first and foremost, yes, scripture gives strategy on how to combat the feeling of stuck. So the first scripture I was drawn to was Proverbs 3:5-6. So when you are feeling stuck, first and foremost, you have to trust your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Trust that He has it all under control. Trust that He has it all under control. And so in Proverbs 3:5-6, it states, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make your path straight. So trust, that is a strategy on how to combat the feeling of stuck. Trust in the Lord. And then I'm just saying this now, in all your ways, submit to Him. The songs that I was just playing, the first song was Surrender, I Surrender All. And I played another version of I Surrender All. So in verse 6, you will see, in all your ways, submit to Him, right? Submit to the Lord, right? Submit to the Lord, or surrender to the Lord, and He will make your path straight. So that's the first verse I wanted to go over. The second one, and this gives a strategy as well. It says Isaiah 43:19. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? It says, I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. Again, that was Isaiah 43:19. And this verse, it speaks to God's ability to bring about new beginnings and make a way where it seems impossible. And so for the last few prayer calls, I've been talking about how God can literally make a river for us, or make a river, or make a way in the place where you feel like there is desert. There is nothing. There is no way out of no way. You like, God, I don't know. I don't see no way. I don't see. I have literally, your blinders are on, right? But when, first and foremost, when you're feeling stuck, that's how it feels. That's how it feels. It feels like you're in a paper bag trying to fight your way out, right? And you're like, God, how am I getting out of here? Meanwhile, the Lord is working on our behalf. But you got to understand, trust and believe that He is working. So trusting Him, believing in Him, that He is doing a new thing in your life. Okay, so that's one and two, actually three, because it's trusting Him, surrendering, and then believing. I know you're like, does not sound like the same thing, but it's totally different. I need you to get into the Word and see how it's different, okay? So that's some of your homework for the week. All right, so the next one is Psalms 18:6. The strategy here, you're going to hear it right away, is I called to the Lord. I cried to my God for help. From His temple, He heard my voice. My cry came before Him into His ears. And so, but right in the beginning of the verse, Psalm 18, verse 6, it says, I called to the Lord. So when you're feeling stuck, the first and foremost, well, not the first and foremost thing, you have to, in the process, a part of the strategy of overcoming stuck, the part of the strategy of seeing victory on the other side of the feeling of stuck is you must call on the name of the Lord constantly, not just, oh God, please help, or and that's all you're saying, but throughout the process, day one, day two, day three, day four, day five, or however many days you may feel stuck, constantly and consistently call on the name of the Lord. It says it right here. It's so plain and clear. Scripture gives you strategy. A strategy, which is a plan, a plot on how to combat that feeling of stuck. All right, the next verse I want to highlight is Psalms 37, 23 through 24. It states, the Lord makes firm the steps of the one who delights in him. Though he may stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. So this passage or this scripture offers comfort in knowing that even when we feel like we're faltering or we're not going in the right direction or what have you, God is there to support and guide us. A lot of times when we're going through our career journeys or building businesses or within our businesses or just going through life in general, we can have that feeling of like, there is no support. Nobody's here to support me. I don't have a support system and so forth. But I want to encourage you and let you know and remind you that God is your support system. He is your support system. And the strategy in this verse is, it says, the Lord makes firm the steps of the one who delights in him. So when you delight in the Lord, or when you get in relationship with the Lord, or desire, or actually be intentional about growing your relationship with the Lord, listen, it states that the Lord makes firm the steps of the one who delights in him. So when you do that, he will make firm your steps, and he will uphold you with his hand. One thing I do know from experience, God will never leave you nor forsake you. Okay. First and foremost, he will never leave you nor forsake you. And his word will never return to him to you void. Listen, his word isn't empty. His word isn't empty. So if he is promising something to us, if he is promising to deliver us, if he is promising to uphold us or support us in these efforts or the calling of our life, if he has called us to it, he's going to support us through it. Okay. If you are feeling stuck, listen, delight in the Lord. Delight in the Lord. So that's another strategy. And also another scripture I want to highlight for you is Romans 8:28. It says, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. So this verse definitely assures us that God is working behind the scenes for our good, even when we can't see immediate progress. Woo! I want to say that last part again. Even when we can't see immediate progress, we live in a society or in a culture now where we want to see progress right away. We say we invest in our businesses, or we invest in something, or we are doing something, or we apply for the job. We want to instantly see that email. Oh, you got an interview. Oh, whatever you got going on, right? You want to see it right away, the next day, the next hour, and so forth. But let it be clear that I'm gonna go back to the strategies, trust in the Lord. When you submit it to the Lord, whatever your it is, when you believe that he can truly make a way out of no way, when you understand that when you call on the Lord, he is going to come and help you, when you really delight in him, again, getting in relationship with him, wanting to really seek God on things that you're going through, he is working on your behalf and he is doing it in his timing and not your timing. And so in that scripture, it states that the strategy here is to ask yourself, do you love the Lord? And do you believe that you're called according to his purposes? Because it states, and we know that in all things, meaning good, bad, indifferent, God works for the good of those who love him. So do you love the Lord? If you know for a fact you truly love the Lord, then you understand that all things, God works for your good. And if you understand that, you also believe that you've been called according to his purpose. You're here for a reason. God has put you in your job or position you to be wherever you're at for a reason. He has positioned you to align with certain people in your life for a reason. For a reason. It may be seasonal, it may be temporary, it may be permanent, whatever. But the fact that you're in conversation with that person, the fact that you're connected with that person, the fact that you're connected with this organization is not by chance. It is by the Lord positioning you for where you're at in this moment, where he is trying to take you. But will you allow God to take you there? Will you allow God to literally show you or reveal to you where he is taking you? Allow him to really run your life and you not run your life. Let that sit with you. All right. And the last but not least verse I want to highlight in explaining to you how scripture gives strategy on how to combat the feeling of stuck is Psalms 40:1-3. It states, I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. This passage, this scripture, this verse describes God's deliverance and the renewal of hope and direction. So the strategy here, my friends, is once you trust, is once you submit to God, once you really believe that he could truly make a way out of no way, once you have called on the Lord, not just once, but multiple times, okay? Multiple times throughout the process or the feeling or the period of you feeling stuck. Once you really delight in the Lord, once you truly understand that God loves you, you love him back. Once you understand that you're called according to his purpose, my friends, you need to wait patiently. It says, I waited patiently for the Lord. Woo! He turned to me and heard my cry. So you wait patiently. And that is so hard. So hard. I will be the first to attest to that and share that it's so hard to wait, but we need to wait patiently. Wait patiently and understand that it's going to work in our favor. God has us just where he wants us to be in this season. And so we must carry that with us wherever we go in our career, carry that with us wherever we go in our businesses or in our life in general, and understand that once we do all these things, put these things together, the feeling of stuck is defeated. Like, they're stuck. I know y'all heard me say this time and time again, but stagnation, Christian, like the believers, we as believers, it being stuck or stagnant in anything, it just doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense because it's like, well, if you claim to believe or claim to be a daughter or a son of the king, a king's kid, listen, why are you feeling stuck? I just gave you a strategy on how to combat, and I didn't give it to you. Scripture gave it to you. I just highlighted it for you so you can see it better. All right. So, yes, forget this feeling of stuck. If you come to me and be like, I feel stuck, that's valid. It's valid. You can feel like that. I was just feeling like that a week or so ago, you know, real life, real talk. But I know where I can be reminded that I can combat this and that God is with me in the midst of me feeling stuck, and I will overcome. And I encourage you to not feel that way, but know that you can combat and overcome the feeling of stuff. Okay. All right. So I know we kind of went over time today, but I really wanted to give you that strategy that the Lord highlighted to me. So let's go ahead and jump into this good word of prayer. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice, God. God, I thank you for their gifts. I thank you for stirring up the gifts inside of them that they don't even know about, God. But God, stir it up so good that when you bring it out, God, that it gives glory to you, gives glory to you, and helps your people see who you truly are in any season of our lives. God, we thank you. We thank you for ordering our steps. We thank you for orchestrating every single step this week, that we will see you in everywhere that we go, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for allowing us to execute the strategies that we see to combat the feeling of stuck. Thank you for giving us your word, Lord. Thank you for reminding us to trust in you with all our hearts. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to submit everything to you, everything, not just one thing, but submitting everything to you and truly surrendering what is on our hearts to you and trusting that you will handle it and you have it all under control. God, I thank you for making a way out of no way. Thank you for hearing our cries, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for allowing us to be reminded that we should delight in you. And ordering our steps, your word says that you will make our steps firm. And so, God, we thank you. We thank you. God, we thank you for reminding us that you love us and making it clear and asking ourselves that, do we love you, God? We thank you. We thank you for calling us according to your purpose. And God, we thank you for giving us the discipline to wait on you and let whatever it is that we're seeking you for in this season to come to pass in your timing and not our timing. God, we thank you. So God, we thank you for removing the feeling of stuck in our lives, giving us victory over that feeling, God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for an awesome week. We thank you for a productive week. We thank you for the unexpected blessings this week, God. We thank you for showering your blessings, you're showering your favor, your love, and your mercy all upon us in this week and beyond. So in Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen and amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer and have a wonderful and blessed work week. And I will catch you back up here next time. Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.